Many days we would see David Ingram in our newsroom here at the Takeaway Studios, but he's reporting from Birmingham, Alabama on another weather story, barely a week old. The tornadoes, the record-setting tornadoes that caused such devastation in Alabama, reporting from his hometown, the Takeaway's David Ingram joins us now live from Birmingham. David, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You've got now a tangible, real picture of the tornadoes that concerned you so much when you were on the program on that awful day when the tornado ripped through Tuscaloosa. What are you seeing?
It's a lot of devastation. And the pictures that we've been seeing on television and the ones that we've put on our website, when you see these houses that are just ripped apart and these trucks that are just, you know, thrown around like toys up close and personal, it's really, it really puts things in perspective. And I traveled to Tuscaloosa, Alabama yesterday, which was one of the harder hit areas in the storms. And I spoke with the mayor there, Walt Maddox, and he told me that the mission has now moved from a search and rescue operation to a search and recovery operation, because at one time there were as many as 500 people in the city of Tuscaloosa that were listed as missing. That number is now down to 5. So they really are making a lot of progress in that city and around the state. In Tuscaloosa, all the roads are open. The power is back on. Things are moving as glacially as they may be, but they are moving, and they're moving fairly quickly considering it hasn't even been 2 weeks since the storms yet.
Well, let's hear some of the voices who've been talking to you about the experience of this aftermath.
Sure. One of the people that I spoke to, I went to the Crimson White, which is the student newspaper at the University of Alabama. One of the things that they did in the aftermath of the storm was they really used social media to connect with the public, because there were so many people missing, and it was really difficult to get in touch with people and confirm whether or not someone was indeed missing, whether they had been a victim of the storm. And I spoke to Wesley Vaughn, who works there, and here's what he had to say about the university's Twitter feed.
On a normal day, we tweet like 10 times a day, but on Thursday, the day after the storm, we tweeted 74 times, and we tweeted about 50 to 60 times the days after that, and that is just an absurd amount.
And you also spoke with the editor-in-chief of the Crimson White. They had a lot of communication challenges there.
They did, and they quickly overcame them, which really put them on par with a lot of these professional news outlets that were descending on the city. And here's what he had to say about that.
School was canceled. They told all students to leave the city. Like, all students were asked to leave Tuscaloosa, and 15 of us didn't. We just stayed here for a week, covering stuff we thought was important. I think people were more impressed with us because we were student media.
Well, it was more than just a college story, though, there in Tuscaloosa, right?
It was. This storm may have happened in Tuscaloosa, but it really affected a lot of the Southeast. And when you have a storm that impacts a university city, you obviously have people that come from all over that are being affected by this storm. I spoke to one student who was originally from New Orleans and was impacted by Katrina. She was talking about those spray-painted X's that officials are putting on homes and letting people know. So it was kind of eerie for her to see that.
Wow. A symbol from Katrina there in Alabama. David Ingram reporting from Birmingham, Alabama, on the recovery effort after the record tornadoes. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, John.
We're going to leave you now with a family story, a Takeaway family story, reporting from Birmingham, Alabama. David Ingram, who works in our newsroom, who helped us cover the record tornadoes that took place in Tuscaloosa and areas around Alabama a couple of weeks ago, is now down in the place of his home and family. David Ingram, leave us with a sense of how people are recovering, even as today we're dealing with another weather story, the river cresting on the Mississippi River. David?
Hi, John. Good morning again. You know, people down here were devastated. It hasn't even been 2 weeks since the storms passed, but they've progressed immensely since then. I was down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama yesterday, talking with some victims and asking them, you know, how they're recovering, how much progress they've made in the last 2 weeks. One of the things that really struck me, I was walking around amidst the rubble of houses that had been destroyed, and the first thing that struck out at me was that police had come through and spray painted those X's across the doors, letting people know they had been searched. And that was one of the things that really stuck out about Hurricane Katrina, because in addition to the X's, you also saw numbers, meaning that people had died there. And to see that in Tuscaloosa was, it really hit home. And not only for me, but for a lot of students, including Erin Jacobs, who is from New Orleans and now goes to the University of Alabama. And here's what she had to say about that.
The symbolism behind those X's is very deep for us that are from New Orleans. So it's very symbolic, and it's almost kind of haunting to see them here in Tuscaloosa.
Wow. David Ingram, I mean, I suspect those X's are meaningful as you walk through places that you know from growing up in Alabama.
They are, and what it means now is that the storm is over. We're now in recovery mode. So we're going to rebuild and hopefully never have to see those again.
Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Alabama. David Ingram, thanks so much for helping us to get a sense of the aftermath there. David Ingram, a friend of The Takeaway, reporting from Birmingham. You can see what David is seeing by heading to our website, where we have a slideshow of pictures at thetakeaway.org. And what are you seeing along the Mississippi River? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or show us what you're seeing with the Takeaway iPhoto app. You can get it at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out under the weather today. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.